Hachette Audio presents The Girl on the Velvet Swing. Sex, Murder, and Madness at the Dawn of the 20th Century. Written by Simon Bards. Read by Christine Lakin. Includes a Mac and PC compatible PDF of supplementary material. Chapter 1. First Encounter. Edna Goodrich settled into her seat as the horse pulled away from the curb. The coachman flicked his whip, pulling gently on the reins to steer the chestnut-brown mare into the street. The lunch hour traffic had dispersed, and 38th Street was now almost deserted. The horse cantered eastward toward Broadway. Goodrich glanced at the young girl seated beside her. Evelyn Nesbitt was leaning forward slightly, looking straight ahead, clutching the hat on her head with her right hand and holding the handrail with her left. Edna Goodrich, smugly satisfied at her success, settled herself more comfortably in her seat as the hansom slowed at the approach to Broadway. The carriage, suddenly stuck in the congestion of wagons and carts that crawled south along Broadway, almost came to a stop. The girl released the grip on her hat and turned to interrogate her companion. "Who was Stanford White?" she asked. Why had Edna pestered her so insistently to accept his invitation? Since Evelyn's first appearance on the stage 6 weeks previously, dozens of men had tried to attract her attention.